Hey, 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 we are on the fly at the IAC Pavilion, and it's a beautiful afternoon, one of many, hopefully, at AirVenture 2011. Doug Bartlett is joining me on the beautiful patio here at the IAC Pavilion. Doug, what do you think?
Well, I tell you, it's a wonderful day. We've got a wonderful pavilion and great airplanes out here. So if you can't have fun today, there's something wrong.
That's absolutely right. And we have some more aerobatic people to talk to, since IAC is all about aerobatics. Taylor Ortega from White Plains, New York, is a senior at UND, the University of North Dakota. He's been on the aerobatic team at UND for 2 years, and he has a bright future to look forward to. And he's going to join us, and we're going to talk about the UND program, huh?
You know, it's a wonderful thing. And the aerobatic club, we like to be inclusive of everybody. And we have a wonderful group of colleges that participate in aerobatics throughout the United States. And we have, there's a collegiate national championships. And they compete against each other for scores. And then we crown a collegiate national champion every year. And did UND win it last year? Yeah, UND won it last year. I think it's the first time. But at any rate, there's several schools, Southern Illinois University, Embry-Riddle. And but at any rate, I'll let Taylor tell the story, but we're just tickled pink to have young men like this participating in aerobatics. And, of course, the whole core of this is the knowledge that they get and the skills that they learn in these schools. And so we're great supporters of them.
Tell us about the program, Taylor.
Well, first I want to thank you guys for having me. Second year at Oshkosh, and it's unbelievable. I'm lucky enough to be sent down here for free, so it's I'm very lucky. But about our program, you know, we're a four-year university. You're expected to graduate in 4 years, but many people don't. It's going to take me a little bit more. We have ratings all the way through multi-engine instructor in fixed wing and CFII in helicopter. We have seaplane endorsements, an aerobatic course, a tailwheel endorsement. And the best part about it is it's a liberal arts school, so you meet a lot of different people.
So let's focus a little bit on, because most of the schools have the basic programs.
Yep.
But let's focus on the aerobatic program.
Yep.
What got you interested in it? Because not everybody does the aerobatic program, right?
Not many do it, and it's kind of a shame because it's excellent training. The aerobatic team is very welcoming. I couldn't do a loop to save my life when I got into it, and they just take you right in and help you out. The aerobatic program at UND, we're very lucky because the dean, Dean Smith, he's very supportive of our team. He'll send us down to competition. He'll pay for it, pay for a hotel. He'll pay for flight time while we're down there. So it's the main thing is it's extremely affordable. I'd say the most affordable way to get into aerobatics for young people like me. We've won a couple championships 2 years now. And working on a third one, and you know, we're having a good year, so hopefully.
Well, and they do a great job, but what we just really enjoy having these young men and women around the IEC is that they set an exceptional example of, you know, what people should be doing, and you know, just step by step how to learn how to fly planes properly, and exciting to watch them. It's exciting to watch them move up. And we have some coaches around the United States, and the coaches, one in particular, John Morrissey, is working directly with the school, teaching them everything he can to try to bring them along. Obviously, he's doing a fine job by the way they're winning.
And sitting right across the table from you has got to be your idol.
Yep.
And that is Jeff Bourbon, the U.S. National Aerobatic Champion currently this year. Jeff, you went to UND.
I did.
And that's where you got your start in aerobatics, in this fine program.
Yes, sir. Back in the long time ago, late 80s, actually about 1990, was my first experience. I flew the 10-hour aerobatic course here at UND. And immediately following getting my CFI, I went into instructing there at the University of North Dakota in the aviation or in the aerobatic program. So yeah, it was a fantastic opportunity for me as well. You know, it was pretty inexpensive way to get in aerobatics, and they had a great curriculum that really taught you all the basics that you needed to know to get on your way. So, great.
Now, Taylor, what kind of airplanes are they using for the training at UND?
Yep, we have two Super Decathlons. We actually have a brand new one donated by Mr. James Ray.
Oh, yeah.
Brand new out of the factory. So that's what we use to compete. And, you know, they're excellent aircraft. Earlier on the segment, you know, the idea that they make you work, that's definitely something we have to do. And it, you know, it makes you a much better pilot. So
I think the 125 horse or 112 horse Tatabria was probably the real monster to achieve, right? That teaches you,
right?
And then the Super Decathlon has 180 horse, so that's even nicer to fly. But I think the more basic you get, the more fundamentals you learn early on. Correct?
That's correct.
So tell us what you fly then in advanced.
Well, all we have is the two Super Decathlons.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Yeah, we only compete in the first two categories, primary and sportsman.
Okay.
We're hoping maybe to get a Pitts, but we'll see.
Well, we better get James Ray on speed dial.
Yeah. You know, I had a great opportunity just about 2 months ago to go back to the University of North Dakota. It was my first time back since 1992 when I left. And I got to meet about 12 of the guys there for lunch in the aerobatic program. And it was a fantastic time getting to see where they've gone since I was there at UND. They've really developed a great program. The training is fantastic. And the fact that they get to go.
Yeah, we're having a little U.S.
And the fact that
the U.S. Navy Blue Angel number 7 just took off. Anyway,
so to see them to have the opportunity to go to the aerobatic contest and getting to compete and doing this thing with the IAC with the collegiate championship is really a great thing to see.
Now, Taylor, what is school life like there? Because I mean, you have to go to school and you probably do some work. You said you work on the student committee.
Yep, I work in student services, so it's a nice job on the side. It's the job that sent me down here. School life up there, it's nice flying in all four seasons. The population of the students is diverse. There's a big nursing school, so it's not all aviation.
Now we know the truth. It gets cold up there in the winter, doesn't it, North Dakota?
It does. It gets... I think I've been there when it's negative 40 ambient, wind chill on top of that.
But UND has some really great heated hangars,
yep,
don't they?
Yep, we hangar all our aircraft. So in the winter, it's best to get the morning slot, you know, 6 a.m., and you do the pre-flight in the hangar because we'll go up to negative 25 degrees. So
the airplanes perform great, though, when it's below zero.
I bet they do. Very efficient.
Yes, sir.
What we're going to do is we're gonna take a break here in just a minute, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to do some more talking with Jeff Bourbon, the current U.S. National Aerobatic Champion, and we're going to be joined by a past World Advanced Aerobatic Champion, Rob Holland. So we have another 15 minutes of On the Fly here at the IAC Pavilion, and we'll be right back. Taylor, thank you very much for joining us
today. Thank you very much.
We are on the fly.